7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yes, 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 we love the numbers, and we wish Numbers Lady would come back, but Numbers Lady is no more. Why does it matter? It doesn't. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome. Welcome to another super exciting episode of Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, mainly because, I don't know, I have the most dubious goals. Dubious goal number one, pour some tea. Poured the tea, okay. Is this smart? Okay, here's what you need to know. I'm having another crazy sinus day. The weather is again cold. Well, it's not cold. It's about 10 degrees. 12 degrees. And it's rainy. And it's very humid. And the humidity is really, really getting to me. It affects me in a number of different ways, including but not limited to my sinuses. I'm having a hell of a sinus day again today. Sniffly, sneezy. And every time I drink some tea, it warms up my sinuses, which gets them moving, which makes me sneeze and do weird stuff. So, I don't know, let's just drink some more tea, I guess. Oh, it's good. What are we drinking today? Oh, we're back on the Dahong Pao. Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled with yesterday's Che Guanyin expedition. And so today, this morning, I decided it's time to go back to the Dahong Pao. It's so good. Oh, I love drinking this stuff. I've been trying to figure out what I want to do today. And I know what I want to do, but want has nothing to do with it because, you know, cat. I want to play with my synthesizer, but I can't because the cat's over there sleeping in the synth zone. And I can't do anything. There was a second there when I woke up earlier when I thought, oh, is she going to do something else? No. Let's go out and check on her right now. We're going to leave the studio here. And we're going to walk into the other room. Yes, and here's my cat sleeping in the... Oh, you're going to get up? Where are you going? Why do I have a suspicion that we're just going to get up and go get a drink of water and I'm supposed to go pour the water for her? Is that what's happening here, Dangus? No. Huh. Okay. In that case, I think I'll sit down. Oh, yeah. Okay, now that I'm actually back on the ground, the cat has come over here. Hi. Hi. Hi, you're a good baby. Does this mean that I can go over to my synthesizer? No, because then if I go over there, you'll just go over there and try to eat the stuff. Because cats like to eat synths. You want to get on the kitty banky pit? You want to get in the kitty business pit? Okay, the blanket is going over my legs. Okay, come on, get in here. All right, the cat is now in the kitty business pit, which means I can now proceed to tell you all about the Shamu Disco underwater. Because I have that insanity in my head again. I don't know what happened. Something happened last night. Oh, that reminds me of something else. something else weird happened last night too. It just gets weirder and weirder. So I was sitting here last night, and I don't even remember what I was watching, but there was some music in the background, and the melody sort of got stuck in my head, and I couldn't figure out why, and then I realized because it was the same song as the Shamu Disco Underwater song. Now you might be thinking, yeah, that's great, Tobe, but what is the Shamu Disco Underwater song? This is a story from my childhood. Oh, back when I was a kid. More of a kid than I am now. I was about, 12 years old. But I'm not even 12 years old now. How could that be? Oh, regardless, the long and the short of it is, some family members, my cousins, my mom's older sister, my aunt, my uncle, and their children moved back to the United States after a 10-plus year absence in various countries, including but not limited to Japan, etc., etc. And they were living in San Diego, California. So it was decided that there was going to be a big family trip, and we were going to go out to San Diego, California, one summer for like a week. No, it wasn't in the summer, was it? It seems like it was in the winter. Yeah, I think it was in the early spring. I don't remember. Was it Christmas? Maybe. I don't know. What do you think about that? Peppa? Peppa doesn't care. She is lost in the kitty business, pet. She's flopped over and halfway under my knee and trying to burrow in a blanket. So while we were out in California, in San Diego, you know, there's four kids involved, and so not only did we go to the zoo and do stuff like that, we also went to SeaWorld. SeaWorld, home of Shamu, the orca. Although in America we call them killer whales for some reason, because it sells more tickets to SeaWorld, I guess. So, yeah. We go to see the Shamu show. We go to SeaWorld, we see all the exhibits, and we see the Shamu show, and we're sitting there and we watch giant mammals jumping in the water, and it's all very fun. This is, of course, before, many, many decades before all of the SeaWorld controversy. You know, SeaWorld is not held in high esteem these days. But back in the day, when I was there, of course, this was still a thing, and so we enjoyed the show. And the theme of the show was, of course, Shamu, because Shamu is the killer whale. And, you know, they live in the water, and it was still the last dying gasps of the disco era. And so what was this show called? The show was called Shamu Disco Underwater. Now, does that make any sense to anybody? No. But they had this theme song, and, you know, at the end, they wanted everybody to stand up and clap along and sing the song, which was, you know, supposed to be disco music, but wasn't disco music. It was, I don't know what it was supposed to be. And the only lyrics I remember are, you know, do the Shamu Disco underwater, do the Shamu Disco underwater, do the Shamu Disco underwater. And then I forget the payoff line there. But, you know, a lot of times my mind wants to go, and hear the word of the Lord. But that's a different thing altogether. So to this day, some many hundreds of years later, I get this Shamu Disco Underwater sort of song in my head. And every once in a while, I go looking for it. I go, somebody must have saved this. Somebody had to have recorded this. Somebody eventually must have transferred this to digital media. And the internet has everything and saves everything and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, good luck trying to find anything about it. Shamu Disco Underwater does not come up in any of my searches. I haven't done a lot of really extensive, hardcore searching, because I don't really have the hardware to do that. But in my precursory searches, yeah, nothing comes up. You're going to be hard-pressed to find the words Shamu, disco, and underwater all in the same place. I mean, it's such a great search term. You know, in no other combination are those words going to come up for any reason. So, you know, if you actually get a hit for Shamu, disco, underwater, you've probably found the right thing. Oh. And now I feel like riding my cousin. I'm trying to remember where he is right now. I think he's back in Japan. Oh, good tea, though. I believe so. My cousin, who was with me doing the Shamu disco underwater, we were laughing our heads off, going, my God, this is the worst thing ever. I wonder if he still remembers. Because I think the last time I saw him, which was, you know, like 20 or more years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, didn't he bring it up? I don't remember. I need to get a hold of somebody. Who do I need to get a hold of? Maybe my mom. I should email my mom, see if she's got a current email address for him. I'll just send him an email that just says Shamu Disco Underwater. See if he has any memories of that. God. And you know, even if I were to find that music again, I don't know if I'd be able to listen to it. You know, I don't think I'd be afraid. Do I really want this going through my head again? Do I really need to experience this terrible garbage? If you can't imagine how bad this music would be, think about when rap got popular and suddenly, like, white female teachers in suburban middle schools are now trying to rap to get through to their kids and say, no. Yeah, Shamu Disco Underwater is like white middle school teacher rap. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Shamu Disco Underwater. Yowza. Anyway, there was another bleeding episode, or what's the word I'm looking for? There was an incident last night. There was another incident last night involving a lot of blood. And we're going to get to that right after this. Okay, very cool. That's obviously our little average Joe, the clown prince of rock and roll, Joe Walsh, with Life's Been Good. And in point of historical fact, that song was the first record I ever bought. Yeah, it was a 7-inch, a 45 RPM 7-inch big hole. And, oh geez, how old was I when I bought that? Single digits in age. Anyway, good stuff. Anyway, what are we doing? Oh yeah, drinking tea. Good Dahong Pow today. Woo! Good stuff. Can't get enough. More. So delicious. Okay. So I gotta tell you what else happened last night. I alluded to it earlier. Well, I didn't allude to it. I mentioned it outright. I was bleeding again. So I was sitting here, right where I'm sitting now. Last night at about, it was about 11:30, about a half an hour before midnight. And I was just sitting here, and suddenly I noticed that my foot felt like it was wet. Or there was a draft, and you know, when you're wet or damp, it feels colder, right? Something led me to believe that, I feel wet, and I was watching TV, so I really wasn't sort of paying any attention to what I was doing, and I put my hand down to rub my foot, and yeah, my foot is all wet. I thought, that's weird. Did I spill some tea? You know, I couldn't figure out. And I looked down at my fingers, and they're covered in blood. And I'm like, what? I'm bleeding again? And so I looked down at my foot, and yeah. There's blood all over the back of my ankle. And it's been smeared around. And so it looks like there's a lot. And I'm like, what in the hell? And I look down, and yeah, I'm bleeding really good from the back of my ankle. And I know what you're thinking, because you were thinking the same thing I was thinking. Like, oh my God, how did I miss this? I got to be careful. This is how Achilles died. Poor Achilles, after all those awesome conversations with the tortoise. I don't want to go out like Achilles. So I'm like, what the hell? So I grabbed a paper napkin that was, you know, laying nearby. And I'm trying to staunch the blood. Because I'm actually bleeding pretty good. I can't figure out what's going on. And I'm trying to get the blood out of the way so I can see what's going on. And apparently I have some kind of big old gash in my Achilles tendon. And I'm thinking, well, this can't be good. So I walk over into the bathroom. Okay, that was critical. I walked over into the bathroom. So yeah, I'm not mortally wounded. And I was able to walk, so I'm not all that injured. So I'm thinking, I gotta clean this up. So I went over into the bathroom, and I'm standing there, and I'm running some water in the sink, and I'm dampening some toilet paper to try to wipe the blood off. And I look down, and there's more blood. And now there's blood all over the floor. There's actually blood pooling on the floor in the bathroom. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm, this is the weirdest thing, because I can't bend over. And I can't, because of my back, right? I have all these movement restrictions. So I'm trying to get down on the floor to both clean up the blood and to examine my ankle, which I can't really do because I can't bend the right way to get to it. But I sort of somehow, then the cat comes in because, we're in the bathroom. Feed me some water. So I had to pour water for the cat while I'm bleeding from the ankle, right? And so I clean all this blood up and I get most of the blood off me, and I noticed that, yeah, I have this gash in my Achilles tendon about, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 centimeters up from the bottom of my foot. You know, what the... And then I remembered. Because you know me, I'm bleeding all the time and I don't know why. That's just a Tobe thing. There's no explanation for it. I don't understand it myself. I just find myself bleeding. But then I remembered, oh yeah, about 15 minutes before I noticed that I was bleeding profusely, I remembered that something happened, but I couldn't remember what, and I still can't remember what, but for whatever reason, I kicked myself accidentally. My left foot, the big toe of my left foot rammed the back of my right foot, right in my Achilles tendon. And I can't remember why this happened. Was I trying to avoid the cat? Was the cat trying to trip me up? Or whatever. Was I holding something? It seems like I was carrying something, and I don't know what happened, but somehow I kicked myself. And I barely have any toenail, less than a millimeter of toenail on my big toe of my left foot, but somehow I managed to kick myself with enough force that I cut a gash in the back of my ankle. I'm trying to measure it. It's about 13 millimeters long, and it's probably 2 or 3 millimeters deep. How did I get a cut that deep? I don't know. And I could not get it to stop bleeding. So I'm up in the kitchen. I've got the first aid kit out. And I'm trying to... This is, again, impossible to do. Because I can't stop the bleeding. And I can't bend over. So I'm kneeling down on the floor trying to put a bandage on myself blind. And somehow I managed to do it. But then when I was trying to decided to go to bed a couple hours later, then I had to put on another bandage. I couldn't get that one on straight. And now that I'm looking at it, yeah, it bled overnight. I'm going to have to change this bandage. I'm afraid to take it off. I'm afraid to look at it. It feels really weird. It's this weird stinging feeling that goes into the bottom of my foot and everything. It almost feels like the bottom of my foot is cut. It feels like there's a paper cut on my heel. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But somehow, I managed to stop all the bleeding. I cleaned up the blood that was on the bathroom floor and the kitchen floor and all over my foot. And then I was trying to figure out, wait, where did the rest of the blood go? Because when I discovered it, the blood was all smeared all around. So then I had to spend like 20 minutes looking at my blanket and trying to figure out, where did the blood go? There's no blood on the blanket or anything. And then I finally found it. Oh yeah, the blood, it's all over my pants. All over the gray sweatpants that I have, that I wear in my house when it's cool like this. And yeah, now I've got blood all over my pants, and I'm going to have to do some laundry to clean up the blood and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, luckily I only got the blood all over my pants, and I didn't bleed to death. I did not suffer such ignominious fate as Achilles. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.